Of the seven General Assembly races represented, only one had a full slate on stage, because Democratic incumbent Sue Arrington of Muncie is running unopposed. Amy Kneeling is running as a Democrat in a district that includes the rural portion of six different counties. She says she has trouble getting voters to speak with her on the campaign trail.
My county already knows what way it's going, so people won't even talk to me because it's not worth their time, and they probably won't go out and vote because they don't think it's a good use of their time anyway.
Most candidates supported what one called a truly independent redistricting commission, made up of many different types of Hoosier voters, including libertarians, independents, and the Green Party. One libertarian, though, says such reform isn't the real problem with voter apathy. Robert Uswiak is running for state senate in District 25.
What we need to do is get rid of straight party ticket voting. We have so many people that just tribally get elected that have no reason, no business to be in elected office.
The Democrats on stage also agreed on increasing the minimum wage and finding more funding for public schools and public health necessities like drug addiction treatment services. Libertarian Greg Noland says that money should come from legalizing, regulating, and taxing marijuana at the state level. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.